This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. As usual today, I'm coming to you from my studio and counseling office just outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. This is the same place I record all of my music and guided meditation programs and courses. If you haven't checked out my work recently at thehealingwaterfall.com, please do. The word processing has recently come into common parlance with a new meaning, having to do with our human response to life. Maybe you've heard it used that way or used it that way yourself. I suppose processing started out as a manufacturing term, perhaps in the mid-1900s. Processing milk to make butter or processing iron to make steel. More recently, it was adapted into computer technology. You may have seen the message on your screen that says processing. For computers, it means I'm taking in that information, crunching the numbers, and will have an answer for you when I'm done. Lately, we humans say, I'm processing that information, or simply, I'm processing. So what does that really mean? In one sense, it could just mean that you're thinking, little different than what a computer does. You hear a new idea and you're processing it to see how it fits in with all the other ideas you have. But I'd like to introduce a deeper notion for you to process about the word processing, related to emotions. And this notion has several layers. On one layer, when someone says something to you that makes you feel uncomfortable, say it hurts your feelings, frightens you, triggers anger inside, that uncomfortable feeling is apt to stay with you for a while. If someone offends you and no apology comes, for the time that the hurt feeling stays with you, you could be said to be processing that event or just processing feeling hurt. If you're processing feeling hurt, what's really happening is your system, including your mind, emotions, spirit, and perhaps even your physical body, is all working to digest the experience, deal with it somehow, and put it behind you, since we don't function as well as we normally do when we're feeling hurt. To use another example, say something happens to trigger your anger. That thing you don't like happens yet another time, and you can't stop it. Anger comes up inside of you, and you're stewing. Maybe you already decided at some point that you don't like being angry because it makes you do things you regret, like hurting other people, or get you into trouble, or it just makes you look like a fool. But there you are, you're angry again. If it's true that you don't really want to be angry, but you have anger coming up inside, that means there are two different energies working inside of you at the same time. One is anger, and one is feeling that you don't want to be angry. The front part of your brain is the part that doesn't want to be angry, your cognitive thinking mind. The back part of your brain, the reactive mind, is the part that is just plain angry. And the two are sort of there inside of you, working it all out. You could say that you are processing anger. In fact, it would be a really good idea for you to say just that. Consider this. If you say, I'm angry, you're identifying with the back part of your brain, the reptile reactionary mind. If you say, I'm processing anger, you're identifying more with the thinking part of your mind, the part that knows what sorts of goals you have as a person and how you want to be, the part that knows you're working on not getting angry so much. You've got two choices, telling yourself, I'm angry, or telling yourself, I'm processing anger. If you say, I'm processing anger, or for that matter, fear, sadness, jealousy, or any other negative feeling, instead of saying, I'm angry, or afraid, or sad, etc., you have a better chance of coming to a resolution more quickly. You're gaining a sense of neutrality about the situation, even just a little bit, that can help tip the scale toward letting go of the negative feeling and coming back to your center. Is it going to instantly work to release all your anger or fear or sadness and change your life in 27 days? No, of course not. Patterns of responding to life's challenges are set deep in the reactive brain, and they don't change quickly. But over time, with persistence, they can change a great deal if you make that your intention and practice this approach. Earlier, I said this idea has several layers. Here's another one. Suppose humanity as a whole has been processing anger, perhaps since the beginning of our existence. Suppose we needed anger early on to deal with life in order to avoid being eaten by big prey animals. And suppose we're at a crossroads now where the ways of dealing with life that worked before don't work so well anymore, and we're trying to find a way not to be at war with each other. You could say that civilization as a whole is processing anger right now. And guess what? It's doing that through each of us individually. We're each processing anger and fear and sadness and making choices inside of us on a moment-to-moment basis that will determine what kind of life humanity will have going forward. How's that for processing, you human being, you? If this is an approach to life that you find interesting, you might enjoy checking out my programs, Releasing Fear and Say Goodbye to Anger, as well as dozens of other programs at thehealingwaterfall.com. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please do. I'd appreciate it. And I thank you for listening today. Tonight.